The Indians are looking for a sweep in Detroit, and Jose Ramirez begins his huge day at the plate in the top of the first inning.
The pitch. Swung on. This is ripped to deep left field. This ball is gone. Or is it? It is gone. It hit the top of the fence and ricocheted in the air. And kind of a second look by third base ump Ryan Blackney. And he finally said, that's a home run. And the Indians have a 1-0 lead. And Jose Ramirez has his 21st home run of the year. The pitch. Swung on, a slow chopper to the mound. Coming home with the throw is Bell. Head first slide. Safe is Ramirez. He slapped home plate with his left hand before McCann got the tag down. I don't know how Jose scored from third on a chopper to the pitcher. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, this is hammered deep right field. This ball is gone. Francisco Lindor hits number 26. A blast to right, and the Indians lead it 6-1. Pitch to him, and he sends a drive deep right field. This ball near the wall, leaping is Presley, and this ball is gone. It's a two-run home run for Jose Ramirez. He has two home runs. He has two doubles. And the Indians now have an 8-1 lead.
Ramirez finishes 5-for-5 with 5 extra base hits. 11-1 Cleveland is your final. Ramirez becomes the third player in team history with 5 extra base hits in one game. He helps the Indians complete the sweep and extend to an 11-game win streak. Jose Ramirez continues to be a catalyst for the Indians offense. He now has 5 multi-home run games this year, 3 of which are against the Tigers. Here's the Cleveland skipper, Terry Francona.
I thought he did a really good job, you know, for missing the time he did. And I think he felt like he was kind of fighting through some, like, commanding his fastball. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he knows how to pitch. He spins a breaking ball. I thought he located pretty well. You know, we gave him a nice cushion, and you know he's not going to go out there and walk guys, stuff like that.
You've seen a lot of baseball. Have you ever seen 2 home runs from one guy?
I have never seen that in my life where, I mean, he had a great day, and he hit 5 balls, but 2 of his home runs didn't leave the park. I mean, I've never seen that, and I doubt if I ever will. But I'll tell you what, I mean, he took 5 really good swings. I mean, he scalded the ball today.
How nice is it to get all the other, get me here,
yeah,
the bat, get Allen.
It's good. I think we'll probably DH him tomorrow just to, and Greg played. Every time those guys, whatever they do, the experience they get is good for them. And, you know, the guys have been really good with them and you know, helping them out. So it's been fun to watch. You know, you get to see a lot of their firsts, and it's enjoyable.
I think about 10, maybe 8 days ago, Ramirez was in an 0-for-17.
What'd I tell you?
He said
he'll be fine. He's a good hitter. He's a good hitter. And that's what good hitters do. They get to their level. Sometimes they do it kind of in, you know, unique ways or weird ways, but he's just a really good hitter.
What do you think of his hustle there on a bouncer back to the mound, scoring from third?
No, he's in his instincts. It's not just the hustle, but his instincts, because he's not going on contact. He just can go if he gets a read, and if he takes any, you know, even 1 second to think about it, he's out. And I mean, his instincts, it's not just his quickness.
We were talking about Lindor before the game. He sets a record for club record for home runs by a shortstop. But do you think he's done it kind of maybe a little better?
Yeah, I think he's back more towards the kind of hitter he is. He's just strong enough and, you know, quick enough where he's going to hit home runs. But I mean, his batting average has gone up 20 points with a lot of at bats. That's hard to do.
Is Ramirez, when a guy's like having a game like that, what's Ramirez like in the dugout?
I don't know. He's always down at the other I don't know. I don't say. I'd leave him alone. But I don't want to get in the way.
The five-hit game from Ramirez brings his season average up to 310. He's the first switch hitter ever with five extra base hits in one game.
No, esto es un juego y todo pasa en la pelota, ¿sabes? Lo único que hay que seguir trabajando duro y enfocado. Y gracias a Dios está saliendo mejor el éxito ahora.
This is a game, and things like that happen in this game. You're going to have bad spells like, you know, like going 0 for 17. You just got to keep working and try to get out of it.
You ever have a home run like the first one you had today?
Que si haya tenido un home run como que viste hoy, que le dieron el guante al tipo y se fue por encima de la verja.
No hubiera dado así todavía.
You say that he never had, especially she hasn't had a home run that tipped the glove and hit over the fence.
When something like that happens, is that a good sign? Do you think you're going to have a good day?
Que como te pasan cosas así, que eso es una señal de que cosas buenas te van a pasar.
Claro, y espero que sigan pasando las cosas buenas y nada, no controlamos eso, seguir trabajando duro y es lo único.
He say you can't control that, but all you got to do is just keep working hard and continue to have success.
Wow. What about him scoring on the comeback to the mound, I think in the third inning? What did he see from the play?
¿Qué tú viste de la jugada cuando anotaste con el machucón al pitcher, el pitcher tiró a home plate? ¿Qué tú viste? ¿Qué reaccionaste también?
No, yo vi que fue un machucón un poco alto y tú sabes, y el pitcher hizo buen trabajo también porque tiró la bola rápido. Pues son muy difíciles los pitchers reaccionar de esa manera con esos fly, esos gran bola así.
He said that he read the bounce, that it was a high enough bound that he could take a chance, and he read it good, and but he also said that the pitcher did a good job. He tried to throw it quick enough, but he already had a good jump.
Jose, what do you think about you guys have won 11 straight, coming off of 19-9 August? I mean, what's the feeling like on this club right now?
¿Cómo se siente? ¿Cuál es la atmósfera del equipo? Que hemos ganado 11 corridos y 19 de los últimos 19 juegos hemos ganado en los últimos 30 juegos.
Yo sé, bueno, y los muchachos siempre estamos activos, estamos en energía, hablando siempre, estamos relajando, tú sabes, y eso nos ayuda a mantenernos también tranquilos y relajados, y eso nos está ayudando bastante también.
Sí, I think he said that they're relaxed and they feel confident and that they're playing, you know, calm and relaxed, and he's showing up on the field.
On Monday, the Indians pay a visit to the White Sox. Trevor Bauer will start the opener.